The masters of creating unique, modern wedding celebrations and unforgettable private event production based in Greenville, South Carolina. From interviews with event pros, wedding recaps, and content from our team, it's the Uptown Entertainment Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Kendra, what's happening?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I told you I'm fidgety. I just Kendra Martin joins us right here today. So we just worked with you Saturday.
You did.
I say we. Is our team.
Your team.
Gaspar and Alejandro at, where is that, Avenue?
Avenue, yep.
How'd it go?
It was awesome. We had so much fun. Jillian and Patrick and all their guests were on the dance floor and having all the good time.
Was it a, how many people were there? Was it a big wedding or?
Probably about 100.
We're back, baby.
Yes.
100.
Yay.
Up from our last time you and I worked together, it was 30 at best.
Yes.
January?
Yep. Middle of January. We were at Old Scar.
Shout out Lindsay and Joe. Love those guys.
Yes.
You just sent me a picture of, I'm curious. I haven't asked you about this much. So Lindsay and Joe, fast forward quick thing. January, supposed to be 200 people. Then it got cut down to 110 people. And then it got cut down to 30 whole people about like a week before or something.
Yep.
So you were cool enough. I hit you up and I was like, hey, I got an idea. I want to show their wedding pictures at their wedding on this DJ booth with the TV. That's yes. What it's called. I'm drawing it. I hate it. So you and your awesome team, like during dinner, you shot me this thumb drive and I got to put it on the TV. So when we started the dance floor, magically there's their wedding pictures.
Yep.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I think that based off of the fact that, what did you send me the other day? Okay, so tell me the process. Does a couple pick all their pictures for an album or how does that work?
They can do it two ways with me. They either can go in and pick their favorites. We do a and then I go in and fill in like fillers because they might not have done the details. Or I pick all of them. Just depends on how involved they want to be. So they pick their favorites. Basically, they picked all of them.
Oh, no kidding.
So I only had to fill in maybe 20 photos.
Is that a process you do together or they do online or how does that work?
They do it online. So I send them the gallery about a month after the wedding and they can go in and favorite all their images. And
oh, cool.
Some of them are quick. Some people are a little slower.
I get it. So they include
love you, Lindsay.
Love you guys. Love you guys. Nothing but love. Heart. But so they included, you just like screenshot it or texted me a picture from your phone that they included pictures of us.
Yes.
In their album.
They included basically all the vendors. They included a picture with me and them and then a picture of Heather and them and then you and Arlie.
That is so cool.
Yes. I've never had that happen before.
Like I literally told Arlie the other day, I was like, you're not going to believe. And we work with a lot of couples. You see a lot of things at weddings. Sometimes they're the same. Sometimes they're different. But it was already a special day, just the way everything went down and what we did for them to make the not wedding of their dreams still be something that they will never forget. Making, what was it, lemonade out of lemons?
Yes.
How that goes. So for them to include us, I was like, man, they put us in their album.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if they know how much that means.
It means a lot.
Because I text you back and I'm like, so how many people do that? And you're like, none. Thanks. All right. Thanks everybody else. So,
I even had a hard time cause like my photo was outside during their portraits with them. And so I was like, where do I put this photo? Like,
was it a little BTS action of you doing your thing?
No,
or?
It's me standing. Cause back there, I stood a little
back
bit.
Then.
Back then I didn't stand in between them. So like, I'm a little bit away from them.
Got
so
it.
They're over there posing together and I'm standing just a few feet away.
The sign
from
of
them.
The times.
Yes.
So how many people do albums?
Probably about 50% of my couples do
okay.
albums.
Gotcha. So that's something that we add, like, is that a part of a package? Is that something I can get, like, just I go, I want an album as well? Like, how does that work?
So I can include it in collections or you can come back a year, 2, 3 years later and add it. I just did one from 2 years ago, they decided for their anniversary they wanted to add one. And that's what a lot of people do. Because they're not cheap, and so I give people the option to add it later if they want to.
So me, as the dude, and always struggling to find the right gift, so I can circle back with you and go, hey, it's her anniversary.
I've done it.
I'm stuck.
Yep.
I'm all out of David Yurman choices to buy.
Let's do an album.
Cool. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
We have one. It wasn't a very good one, though, in fairness. It's a cheapo.
Did y'all do it?
An album?
Did you put it together? Because that's one thing
maybe
some couples do.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I don't remember. So I didn't know, with everything, because digital, certainly, more and more everything is digital. So
yeah.
I didn't know if people were still doing an album or not.
Some people do. Some people don't. Some people just, until they get one in their hands, that's the reason I love to bring them along to engagement sessions.
Or do you have the really, sexy ones that just feel
I don't do so leather. Good?
Oh, I didn't say leather. I just said, which, for the record, sexy doesn't equal leather. I'm just throwing that out there. But I have a thing for nice paper or that thing you feel easy. So let's start over. No, but it's just the feel of high quality, thicker pages and things that are going to last. Ours is a kind of feels like photo paper. It doesn't have that feel to it.
So the ones that I do are not the really, really thick pages because I do 80 page albums. So if I did really thick pages, they'd be
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah. So mine are just really high quality, thick pages.
Not leather.
I thought you were talking about the outside of the album.
No, the whole thing. They're just just got some weight to it. Like ours is like a Berenstain Bears book. It's super thin.
They're hefty.
Chunky?
Yeah.
Got it. So, now that we got that out of the way, so how long have you been doing this?
I'm in my 13th year of business.
No kidding.
Yep.
When did you move here?
Oh gosh, 2014?
Sounds about right.
So I started in Texas.
Gotcha. What brought y'all here?
Gary's job.
Okay. Gary's your husband.
Gary's my husband.
Cool. With weddings there. How long did you work there in weddings in Texas?
What was that? 6 years?
Oh, no kidding. So what's different there than here? Or is there anything?
That's a hard question.
I don't know. Up in the Northeast, weddings are different than they are down here.
They go later into the evening.
Okay.
2-3 o'clock in the morning. That is one thing. They start a little later sometimes.
I was just with some of my DJ people a couple weeks ago. And we were talking about how long our weddings are. It's nothing for weddings in other places. So if you're listening to this and you don't know, our average wedding reception here is 4-ish hours. Add a cocktail, 5. That's pretty standard issue. Yeah. They're talking 7-8 hours is nothing.
Yeah, that's
a Texas. Long time.
It is a long time.
A really,
yeah,
really long time. But hey, whatever.
I mean, they're having fun.
I would, hopefully. Hopefully. If they're with Gaspar on Saturday night on Avenue.
Yes.
They're having fun.
We had a lot of fun. I got blasted with, what is that thing right there?
The CO2 cannon, yes.
Jillian pointed it right at my face as I had the camera pointing at her and she blasted.
Did you get any pictures of that?
It turned black.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I wasn't expecting it.
So you started here 2014 timeframe. We probably connected not long after that, I feel.
October of 2015.
Wow, she did her homework.
Casey and Tyler's wedding.
That was the first one? No kidding. And that wedding was 6 years ago?
It was.
You said 2015.
That was 2015.
Oh my.
Yeah. I think. Or was that 2016?
I don't know.
That was two.
Sorry, Casey and Tyler.
It's 2016. So. Five years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's when we first started working. No kidding.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I have a weird.
Remember everything.
Yeah, I do. Everything.
Right before we got on here, Kendra told me that she has 30 weddings booked and she remembers all of the dates and all of the names, which more power to you. It's not my thing. I was so good at it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I, even with 30, I would struggle these days. After last year, this is not a moan, whine, complain sesh, but like after last year, I just don't remember things. Like we had so many changes and so many things moved. And like now that we're full blown wedding mode, are you in full blown wedding mode?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Like every weekend?
Back in the middle of it for 2 months.
Okay. Which feels great, by the way.
Yes, it does.
Like it sucks. I'm excited. And it's great. It sucks just from a work-life balance side of things and editing, I'm sure. But like, you know, I can't even remember where the people's original weddings were. Like it's in notes. We have it all. But if I quickly am trying to think of it, like I don't, there's just so much.
Yes.
So, but anyway, I said, we're not talking about the Rona. No. So I'm not going down that road. We're over, over the Rona. So, Lindsay and Joe's wedding.
It snowed. You remember it snowing? Were you outside? Did you see the snow?
I mean, like snowed for South Carolina, not for like New Hampshire.
It snowed for like 2 minutes.
If you looked hard enough into the streetlight, you could see something. So you were awesome enough to get us those pictures.
Yes.
Through said process, though, I learned that you're very particular. This is a good thing. I'm very particular.
Just a little bit.
Very particular about the color.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Why? What? Tell me what's it about the color? Like, I'm not a photographer. We have all these pictures over here on the wall.
Yeah.
They're all pretty pictures. They're great. So tell me about color and why it matters.
My style is just very natural and classic. And
what does that mean? Natural and classic. Like, tell me.
Natural and classic. Like what you see outside, like mm-hmm. the greens. I want the greens of that time of day, that day, to look exactly the way they looked. Like the green of the grass. I want the flowers to look exactly how you picked them out. The color pink peony or ranunculus that you...
I'm sorry, what was that last word?
Ranunculus.
Ranunculus?
Did I get it right, Renee?
Ranunculus?
I'm pretty sure that's what
it is. That's a flower?
It is a flower.
Okay.
It's a pretty flower. I just want all of my colors that I'm photographing to be
true
to life. I want them to remember the exact colors that they planned for months on end. So that's what natural and true to life and just classic for me means. So yeah, I'm really funny about my colors, and when you ask me to edit
quickly,
I'm like, you're getting black and white because I need to double check these.
The thing though is, you're so good at what you do.
Thank you.
Like you see it, I saw the pictures in color. I thought they were beautiful. They look great. They were very much like true to, you know, I don't know exactly the color of the ranunculus, but you know the pictures were. To me, like ready to go.
Yeah.
I know for you. And we're not ready to go. But interesting. So are there trends in photography? Like if you look at all the photographers in a region or just nationwide or whatever, like doesn't everybody want their picture to look like it actually looks? Or I don't know. You tell me. I don't know these things.
Oh goodness. Well, yes, there's trends. I mean,
we're not naming names here. I'm just curious. Names.
There's all kinds of trends. I mean, you have images that they pull all the colors out. So the greens and reds and yellows don't look green and red and yellow. And then you make things look really orange. I like my skin tones.
Is that like
tones.
A vintage kind of style?
Yeah, kind of sepia, orangish. Okay. I don't even know what these things are called. Don't because I'm just
you do you
I don't I touch every single image. I don't use presets. I go in and make sure that everything looks the way it did, because at one part of the day the green of the grass could look different than the next part. Just depends on what the sun's doing.
So what do you mean you touch every picture, you don't use presets? What does that mean?
So I go in and edit every image.
Doesn't every photographer do that?
No.
Do they do?
Some people just put a preset on that has like certain, they've already got all the colors.
Is that like a cheat code?
You're going to get me in trouble with every photographer out there.
Hey, well, much like what we do, I do think sometimes the result is, well, not all, sometimes. The result is what people want.
Yes.
However you get there is different. Like, I could play music, not beat mix, not do any of the DJ things, but still have a fun party. And they would leave going, oh, that was fun. Every chef is different. The ingredients are a little different. True. But, you know, if I go to, I don't know, Hall's or Rick Irwin's, I'm sure the steak marinade is different, but both are pretty darn tasty. So it doesn't have to be done the exact same way. But so what you're saying is you like painstakingly, thus you're really in the weeds right now.
Yes.
Go through every photo and do it. Like you don't hit like a button and it just makes everything magically pretty.
I go in and adjust. If this lighting is the same in a certain set of photos, I can copy and paste the edit from one onto those. But I don't go in and do just one photo and then blanket it across the entire however many photos I'm delivering.
Do you have like signature shots you go for? Like these ones that you're like, these are my shots that I get at every, how does that work?
I mean, I have a...
The couple still do the whole, here's the list of...
No. Well, I can't say that. I did just have somebody send me a whole list of family shots.
Okay.
But no, most of the time they trust me. And
okay.
I'm not saying that they don't. It was just, there's a lot of family for this one wedding and they're like, we don't want to miss anybody.
Fair enough.
But most of the time, I mean, I've talked through it with them and I'm like, this is what I'm photographing. This is what I'm getting. And they've seen enough of my galleries, full galleries, to know, okay, she's going to capture everything we need captured and want captured. Or don't even know we want captured.
Fair point.
This
is a first time thing. It's not like they're like, oh yeah, we know we need... It's that thing where I like, I forget what it's called. There's a term where like, you know it so well, you just like assume other people know it.
Yeah.
And it's the curse of knowledge. That's what it is. You know. And like, I look through wedding galleries or photo galleries pretty often.
Yeah.
It's like, I just know that these are the things.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people have no,
they have no idea.
Clue.
Mm-mm.
Like what goes into it? That's why I asked, like, what does touching photos mean versus like batching? I guess you just go, oh, this is a cool preset. Here's my look and just Photoshop, do the rest.
Yeah. Cause there's presets out there that somebody else has created that people adapt to as their style.
Because we dabble in camera stuff.
Yeah.
I get ads all day, every day for presets.
Don't buy them.
Like, no. I touch. All of poorly, not like Kendra does. I touch all of her photos too, but I copy and paste. Once I get one down, I'm like, oh, that's good. So you said you have like 30 weddings this year.
Yes.
How do I ask this without sounding weird? Do you have like an ideal client, or do you feel like how is Kendra the right fit for a couple for their wedding day?
At one point I would have said, yes, I have an ideal client, but my clients are just, they're all so different. But for Kendra to be that, like the right fit, I think they're looking for somebody who they value photography and they value having the photos long-term, to not just have in a month, but to have 5-10 years from now. And so they value, you just stumped me.
It's fine.
But there are people who love their friends and love their people. Like those, if there's a quality with my couples, it's that. They love the people that are there, and even the people who aren't there really, really hard. They want them included in all the things, and they want them included in the photos. And that's one of the things I'd love to make sure I get, like during cocktail hour and during the reception. And I don't sit down because I'm trying to like get everybody, make sure everybody's photographed. I didn't answer your question.
You're good. It's fine. Dance around it all you want. You have people who work with you, right?
I do.
Tell me about that. I'm frankly not, this isn't a for the podcast question. I frankly don't know how all of that works. So
I have quite a few ladies who work with me. So when we first moved here, I brought in an intern, and cause I used in Texas, I only shot photos, weddings by myself. When I moved here, I brought on an intern. And then I realized I need somebody with me at every wedding. because it was just nice to have an extra set of hands. And
I don't see how DJs DJ solo. Well, I'm so used to having an assistant. Yeah.
Yes, now I'm like, I need somebody there.
I get it.
So then that turned into bringing in another intern who then became an assistant and then second shooter. And then when she went off to grad school, I kind of lost her.
Oh, no.
But I have found, I think, a core group of ladies that I kind of go between when they're available.
Okay.
And so you have them all. And
you and one other shooter on the wedding day?
Usually, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes there's two of us. There's three of us. Like Saturday, I had three of us.
Oh, cool.
So during the reception, one of them is sitting down, uploading photos, going ahead and going through all the photos. So that way, she also picked my sneak peeks. So when I got home on Sunday morning, I could edit them and then put them up.
Okay. So tell me about that.
On
like the night of my wedding or the next day?
Yeah. So within the next 24 hours after the wedding's over, I will have a sneak peek up. Last year, it went from like one picture for years. And then last year, I was like, let's do five photos. And now Saturday, I did 10. I was like, oh, okay.
So maybe that's a thing now. I don't know. When my wife and I got married 8 years ago, going on 8 years ago, our photographer, we weren't here, so it wasn't anybody locally. Don't go prying. We didn't see one picture from our wedding for almost 3 months. So we got married on October 26th. I don't think we saw pictures till February.
Okay.
At some point, you go, are we ever going to get these pictures?
Yeah.
Because I had some not so nice conversations of like, dude,
oh gosh,
you know, and it's, oh, my computer, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And to go, we might not have them. Like, we might not get our wedding pictures. It did cross our minds because where are they?
Yeah.
The other part of that is you want, especially social media, and inevitably everybody at a wedding these days has their stupid phone. So there's all these pictures from your wedding that aren't that good.
Yeah.
if we're being honest, like, so yeah, we had like some of these pictures to like go off of, but how, well, your couples would know, how cool is it to get to see within 24 hours pictures, even if it's a handful,
yeah,
like from your wedding, you know, since we've done that thing a time or two where we, like Lindsay and Joe, where we show pictures at the wedding.
Yeah.
And it, kind of during COVID, it was a thing because we had time, there were less people. And we just kind of hit a streak of needing that TV for toast and those kinds of things. The reaction, I don't know if I still fully get it, but people's reaction to see the photos that quickly, like everybody has an iPhone. They take a picture and then see the picture. But to see the professional pictures, like right there, just the feedback is overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
So to be able to see your own pictures and have something to share, having been in the position of, oh, crap, I don't know if we're ever going to get these things.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, especially now that you've expanded to over-delivering on your 1 to 5 photos the day
yes.
after.
I just couldn't narrow it down. I was like, I'm just going to do 10.
Oh, darn. Too many good photos.
Yes.
Is it photos? Pictures? What do you call them?
Images.
Images.
Photos.
Images.
Images.
So, interesting. Because I always look at it like we, as the DJ end of things, like help create moments or help orchestrate those moments.
Yes, you do.
And then you're there to capture that.
Yep.
For it to live forever and ever. And now video is like more a thing too, which is cool because again, just a different, it's the in between.
Yes.
Which I dig as well.
Yeah.
But so it's just interesting to see where it's going. So when I started doing this, we were talking about, you were in Texas. When I started, I'm like going on 18 years here. Yeah. 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 Well, it's starting to kick in.
I think we're right there together.
Hey, so photographers were using film.
Yes, they were.
And it was slow and it was just, I'm sorry, fidgeting. So there was this communication that had to happen. And that's why, like still in what we do now, there's a communication that's like, hey guys, we're going to do this here in a few minutes. Because back in the day it was, hold on, let the dinosaur reel the film back up in the camera, or what's the other thing? Oh, just the batteries didn't last or whatever. It was just weird. I don't know. It was always this conversation. And oh, by the way, in Greenville in 2003, there were like 5 photographers.
Yeah. No.
Now you could throw a rock out of this front door and hit 17. Yeah,
pretty much.
Between here and, I don't know, Green Ridge. So it's crazy to see the evolution of it.
Yeah.
And then back then it was all the standard shots. Just everybody staying there. Grandma, grandpa, everybody just line up right there. We're going to shoot a few. And it just, it's so different.
It is.
And there are so many more talented, well, how do I say this? The talent level of some photographers is just next level. I think I'll say something so you don't have to, but just feel me out here.
Oh, gosh.
No, you're good. One thing I think, because it's the same in the DJ world, the gear has gotten so much cheaper and easier to use. You don't have to know anything about film anymore to do that, which, you know, was the grounds for, you know, the education and all that. Like, you don't need anything. Heck, I have my Sony camera with the nice lens that does enough magic to make me look like I know what I'm doing.
Unfortunately, yes.
So I'm sure there's other people who do the same that call themselves wedding photographers.
Yes.
Where does the challenge lie there? Why? So, like, obviously you've invested a lot of your life at this point into this.
Yeah.
Workshops we were talking about, and learning how to improve, you know, not just the business part, but the skills part and everything.
Yeah.
Where do we fall into the hole for somebody who is, you know, a new photographer, but yet maybe not having done a lot? Where do we run into a problem?
They don't know what's going to happen on wedding day. I mean,
like scenario wise or flow wise or
what? All of it wise. I mean, fair anything point. And everything could go wrong. And not knowing, not having been in the situation or not having the backup equipment, because it's not a matter of when, it's a matter of, or it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
That's right. That's it.
They think they have this equipment and they can just go out and shoot, and they don't necessarily.
I have a wedding. I know you're trying to be careful. Didn't know he was being in the hot seat.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you this. So we had a wedding sometime in the last few years, and I like this person, but every picture of our dancing was in black and white. Everything. You know why. And I now know why. And just every picture is black and white. They don't really do it justice. So to circle it back to true to life and what it looks like, it didn't look anything like it looked.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't capture the moments the way they were. And so that would be my thing. If you're listening to this podcast, by the way, we're 28 minutes in here. How can we find you, Kendra?
You can find me on Instagram at Kendra Martin Photography, or my website is KendraMartinPhotography.com.
So hit her up on the gram, shoot a DM if you're in the need. You know, it's one of those things where so much crap can go wrong on a wedding day.
Uh-huh.
And not having experienced it, like, look, I was a garbage DJ at one point. Like, I was not fit to be at the wedding. We all started somewhere.
We did.
I get it. But you only have one chance to get it right.
You do.
Like, same, like, with what we both do, it's live in front of everybody. You can't, if something, okay, admission. I have a camera, as I stated, and got the glare. I have this camera. On Saturday, I'm on my DJ side of things. I was very cognizant of where our photographer, the official one, was. I wanted just a couple quick photos for like our story or whatever. And we're at Larkin's cabaret room. The light is pouring through the window. It's perfect. It's great natural lighting. It looks good.
Yeah.
I'm snapping away. I landed a few just bangers, like great shots for me that I was like, okay, all right, I can do this. Until the first dance was over, I think we're into, yes, her and dad. We had a kind of an odd dynamic going on. I'll leave it there, but we had a couple dads, a couple things going on. So really sweet moments, a lot of emotion, very, you know, whatever. I'm taking pictures and I go to show Adam, who was working with me, a picture, and I hit the, like the recall last picture button.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
No card. No card, because I am not good at this. It's not, I'm new at this. And I went, oh, I just screw. I mean, luckily, they're not paying us to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I'll never forget that. And it's like a lesson, as you, just like anything, when you're getting into something, you make a mistake.
Yeah.
You learn from said mistake. You move forward from that thing. But
I mean, going back to Lindsay and Joe's wedding, one of my cameras actually in the middle of portraits went out on me. But because I'm carrying two cameras, I don't think they realized what actually happened. I just swapped my lenses really quickly. So I was still shooting and I just continued to shoot.
Oh my goodness.
I've had a camera. I was at Furman and I wear a harness with two cameras on it. You've seen it. And the harness
broke. She looks kind of like a badass. I'm just going to say with the harness with multi-cameras.
But one of the cameras fell off the harness and landed smack on the ground. And all the bridesmaids were like, oh my gosh. And I just was like, we're good. It's probably broken.
But we're good. I'll cry later.
I'm like giving my camera. I'm like, I just kept going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's thing after thing. And thankfully, I have the equipment to be able to, when that stuff happens, just keep rolling.
Yeah, that's oof.
Because it's not a matter of if.
Was it broken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything had to be fixed. And that's where insurance comes in. And thank goodness I have insurance.
Wait, you run your business like a business?
I do.
Whoa, look at there. That's yet again. At some point earlier on in career,
yeah,
it's like no insurance.
Yeah, and that's
liability,
scary.
No property, no nothing if it gets guns.
Yeah, you mess up on a contract.
And I think that's when some people, when they're like, why does this cost so much? This other thing we looked at wasn't this much. And it's like, yeah. Well, yeah, dude, like in my office where all of our warehouse is temperature controlled, so our stuff's not going to go bad. That's all insured for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, our people are employees. We pay taxes. Look at there. Yeah. Crazy. So I don't know. So do you shoot anything other than weddings?
Yes, I do.
For real?
I do. I do families and seniors and lifestyle newborns, maternity.
Seniors is in
high school and college.
Oh, I literally was going to ask like
no.
Like AARP commercial.
I mean, if they're families, no, like high school seniors and college seniors.
Like yearbook pictures?
They're not yearbook photos. I don't know. But yeah, like.
I just totally, I think I made a mistake because yearbook photos like gave me the evil eye. Is that like low, that's like low tier no. photography?
Well, those are like portrait, like you remember when we were in high school and we had to like lay beside the numbers or sit on the numbers.
I didn't do any of that.
Okay, well, that was a thing. I don't do those.
Texas thing?
I grew up in North Carolina.
Where at?
I'm a nomad all over. Mostly High Point, Charlotte, Mooresville. I don't have a home.
Y'all moved around a whole lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
My dad's job.
I was going to ask if he was in the military or something with the way y'all are moving around North Carolina.
He was a pastor.
Oh, gotcha. So. Okay.
Methodist pastors move every 4 years.
Why is that?
I have no idea. No idea.
Interesting. Is he still with us?
Yes.
Is he still a pastor?
He is over a camp right now.
What's a camp? Like a retreat kind of deal?
It's a camp retreat center in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So.
Gotcha.
It's called Camp Rockfish.
Rockfish.
Yep.
Interesting.
He didn't name it.
I see. What else do we need to know? I know we're running tight on time.
Good.
That's it. You've said it all.
I'm just excited to be here. Thank you.
I know, for real. It's like we went through a whole year. I'm not going to say.
We just went through a whole year.
The thing.
Yeah.
But it's like I haven't seen so many people that I care about and love to see and love to hang out with and love to talk to in like a year and a half. It's kind of wild. Like last year we had one chance in. Well, I saw half of you. It was like from the bridge of your nose to your forehead because we were all masked up at that point.
Yes.
At Lindsay and Joe's wedding.
Yep.
But I'm so happy our weddings. Are your weddings like back to bigger now?
It's been a little bit of both.
Oh.
But I think for the most part, they're all big. I mean, I have a few elopements coming up, but.
Elopements? Is that a more of a thing?
It is now. I love them. I love being able to like be with them while they're getting ready. And then they say their vows, promise each other their thing. And then we take pictures and then they celebrate and I leave. It's a lot of fun.
Done by 4 p.m.
Yes. I've actually done morning elopements. Those are probably the most fun. Granted, I have to wake up really early.
Like, is it like a sunrise kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh, wait, what?
Like they...
Dude, I am not a morning person.
Like they're
so.
Doing their ceremony at like 8 o'clock. So I have to be there by like 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yeah. It's early.
How many of those have you done?
Two? Three?
No
not,
kidding.
Not a whole lot, but I have another one in July and it's going to be beautiful, but it's going to be early.
It's interesting that here, and I say this kind of wink, wink, a little bit of tongue in cheek, but now that Corona's over, it's funny to see some of those things carry over.
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine, Jennifer Dennis, was working on this thing for elopements pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And like, didn't really have a lot of traction. Just people, I don't think people got it.
Correct.
And then.
Now they get it.
Boom. Instant education.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. We're totally cut out on the elopement thing. So there's that. Yeah, nobody needs.
Of. Yeah. You could do small intimate weddings. I've done quite a few of those. I love those where it's like just family. They still have a DJ.
So like a backyard house kind of thing? We were, I've done a few backyards. Granted, they were very nice backyards, but I've done a few backyards recently. That's interesting. I will say there's the good and bad because for us, like we're rolling in heavy boxes and on mulch.
That's true.
Totally sucks. But it's not meant to be like that. But it is cool being somewhere new. And I would assume being a photographer, like, we're at the same places a lot.
A lot.
So you see a lot of the same. So I'm assuming, is that like breath of fresh air that you get to shoot something completely new?
Yes. I love shooting new things and new places.
Like, would you ever want to like travel again to go do these things?
I do travel.
Oh,
I was in.
Oh, wait a minute.
I was in Austin for a wedding in November and it was awesome.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could throw a bag over my shoulder, hop on a plane, and go do what I do.
It'd be difficult.
Yeah, it kind of puts it out of reality, unfortunately. Yeah.
It'd take you a couple days to get over there.
So you are like, you're open to travel, or that's something you're like actively seeking?
Actively seeking.
Oh, cool.
So I love the travel.
Hit up your girl, Kendra.
Yes.
Kendra travels. Hashtag
travel.
Kendra travels.
I've had some people be like, will you go to XYZ when we get engaged? I'm like, absolutely.
Heck yeah. Man, I love traveling. So like that, to be able to do it for work would be cool too, but
yes,
it's a little less practical. Cool. I see we're over time. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. Hit up Kendra on Instagram. It was Kendra Martin Photography or KendraMartinPhotography.com.
Yep.
Go check out her amazing work.
Thank you.
She's a pretty darn awesome human being on top of not only being a talented photographer. So hit her up. Until next time, it is the Uptown Entertainment Podcast right here.
The masters of creating unique, modern wedding celebrations and unforgettable private event production based in Greenville, South Carolina. From interviews with event pros, wedding recaps, and content from our team, it's the Uptown Entertainment Podcast.